Numbers chapter 12. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had taken in marriage, because he had taken an Ethiopian woman. And they said, "Has the Lord only ever spoken to Moses? Has he not also spoken to us?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek, more so than any man on the face of the earth. Then the Lord said all of a sudden to Moses and to Aaron and to Miriam, "Go out, the three of you, to the tent of contact." And the three of them went out. Then the Lord came down in a column of cloud and stood at the entrance to the tent. And he called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came out. And he said, "Just hear my words. If there is a prophet of yours here, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision. And I will speak to him in a dream. But not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful over all my house. I will speak with him mouth to mouth, and in an appearance, and not in riddles, and he will behold the likeness of the Lord. Now why were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" And the Lord's anger was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from the tent. And the next thing that happened was that Miriam became as leprous as snow. And Aaron looked at Miriam, and he saw that she was leprous. And Aaron said to Moses, "O my Lord, please do not lay sin upon us, in that we have been foolish, and in that we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, concerning whom, when he came out of our mother's womb, half our flesh was consumed." And Moses cried out to the Lord and said, "O God, please heal her, please." Then the Lord said to Moses, "If her father had just spat in her face, would she not have been ashamed for 7 days? Let her be shut away for 7 days outside the camp, and afterwards be assimilated again." So Miriam was shut away outside the camp for 7 days, and the people did not move on until Miriam was assimilated again. And afterwards the people moved from Hazeroth and encamped in the desert of Paran.